You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
the Alabama craft beer we'll be tasting and discussing today are from Goat Island Brewing in Cullman, Alabama, the Goatopia Hazy IPA. From Main Channel Brewing Company in Guntersville, Alabama, I'm assuming.
Guntersville.
Dunkelweisse. From Common Bond Brewers in Montgomery, Alabama, the Ramber Red Amber Ale. From Druid City Brewing Company in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the Raspberry Mango Berliner Weisse. That sounds very Tuscaloosa.
It's Neon Moon. Sorry, I left that out. Sorry. Neon Moon. Raspberry Mango thing.
This makes the pot thickens.
Yes.
From Red Clay Brewing Company in Opelika, Alabama, the Murrah Dutch Courage Pilsner and the RCB Southern Style IPA. From Braided River Brewing in Mobile, Alabama, the Boom Boom American Pale Ale.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to another sud segment where we all believe that all people are created equal. But all beer? No, not so much. I gotta draw the line there. I don't know about you guys. Well, I'm one of your hosts today, good old girl Juliana, and joining me at the table is good old boy Kendall.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm looking forward to today.
Nice to see you. Good old boy Drew. Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm slightly apprehensive after that intro about, you know, not all beers created equal, but, you know, we'll see what we get to.
Fair. Good old boy Dave.
God almighty, I'm not part of this.
Oh, yes, you are. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to use this button a lot.
Banned once again.
Even though Mike's not here.
Is that the shape of things to come?
I think so.
We shall see. So recently, good old boy Dave and I took a trip to... No, I know what you're thinking. And no, we actually went somewhere instead of Pennsylvania.
I didn't know there were places other than Pennsylvania that our car could drive to.
Who said it was our car?
All roads lead to Pennsylvania.
All roads in my heart, yes, lead to PA. Well, we went in the opposite direction and did a little beer shopping in, wait for it, Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Oh, God.
What was that?
Just, no.
Are you trying to lose the fine people at our table?
Roll Tide.
That's just wrong.
I don't know what's worse, what he's saying, or that it's a electronic like robot voice.
I know. It sounds like freaking AI.
This little poor known, AI. Little known fact. Abused.
Stephen Hawking was a Bama fan. Yeah. Crimson Tide. Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Now, as longtime fans of the show will know, and we know there's a couple of you here, good old boy Mike has been banned from stepping foot into Alabama for several years now. Oh, it was a whole big thing. I won't go into all the details, but apparently there's an actual limit on how many jokes you can make about dating your sister there. And he exceeded that in spades. So good old boy Dave is, well, half Alabamian.
On my father's side.
Yeah, we decided to see what's happening there recently in craft beer.
That's why I've got those summer teeth. You know, some are missing, some are crooked.
So. Wow.
Okay, here. Brother Daddy.
Poppy yeah, the tree. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Good boy, Drew. Why don't you give us today's lineup?
The Alabama craft beer we'll be tasting and discussing today are from Goat Island Brewing in Cullman, Alabama, the Goatopia Hazy IPA. From Main Channel Brewing Company in Guntersville, Alabama, I'm assuming.
Guntersville.
Dunkelweisse. From Common Bond Brewers in Montgomery, Alabama, the Ramber Red Amber Ale. From Druid City Brewing Company in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, the Raspberry Mango Berliner Weisse. That sounds very Tuscaloosa.
It's Neon Moon. Sorry, I left that out. Sorry. Neon Moon. Raspberry Mango thing.
This makes the plot thickens.
Yes.
From Red Clay Brewing Company in Opelika, Alabama, the Murra Dutch Courage Pilsner and the RCB Southern Style IPA.
Southern Style.
And then from Braided River Brewing in Mobile, Alabama, the Boom Boom American Pale Ale. Boom Boom!
Not to be convinced with the boom boom room. They're confused.
I want you in my room so we can go
boom boom.
Boom boom. I don't know. Brother Daddy.
This show just took a very dark turn.
It usually does about this point.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take long.
Kind of surprised it took that long, yeah.
Thank you. That was, wow, extraordinary.
Well done.
Yes, well done. And that accent, boy. Mm-hmm.
It's close in a lot of places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do what I can, you know. Just Southern boy, mean no harm.
Yeah, great. Good old boy Kendall, why don't you give us the suds ratings for today?
Okay.
And you can use a Southern accent too if you want.
I can't do Alabama. I'll just do my Tennessee accent.
Just play it straight.
Yeah. All right. We'll be discussing and rating these Alabama beers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. That sucks. Give me anything but an Uncle Daddy. 2. Was that a belch or the Auburn fight song?
War Eagle.
First, 3. What a relief. We can't possibly be any more banned in Alabama than we already are. And 4, a body should really not make that sound after ingesting some of that white barbecue sauce. And 5, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Roll Tide.
Something you can say in the bedroom, and no.
Rude. Okay, well. Look,
we're playing to the audience.
So
I'm just trying to irritate Mike as much as possible.
Okay, well, that's fair. All right, let's get into it. So the first beer of the day is the Goatopia Juicy IPA. 6.2% ABV. This tropical IPA is hazy, fruit forward, full bodied, little creamy, low bitterness, juicy, peach, passion fruit, and all sorts of a utopian world of beer bliss.
That's a lot of adjectives in that.
Yeah.
And that's not even the full thing.
They know that many words in Alabama?
Apparently.
Banned once again.
So, okay. As far as juicy IPAs go.
I mean, this is a beer I could drink a couple of, which I don't say about a lot of hazies. It's a very light haze, even when you look at it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a little bit of haziness there, but it's not opaque. Like, you know, something you see from the Northeast breweries. And it's just kind of, I think it's overall pretty drinkable beer.
Would you classify this, though, as a hazy juicy?
I don't find it that juicy.
Agreed. Not so much. It's kind of like a hazy juicy light.
It's got a little dryness to it.
Yeah.
That like if you're trying to go juicy, you went the wrong way.
You got more crispy with me.
Yeah. But I think that dryness actually works. That's why I want more than one of these.
I agree. Yeah.
So many of them are too sweet and filling, and it's like, ugh, I had one. That's enough.
I think the way they described it, they misrepresent it. And 100%. So, like, if you're trying, like, if you think you're going to go get a Julius or something.
This isn't going to be.
Oh, yeah, like, no. Yeah. What's the ABV on this? Because it feels 6. Really.
6.2.
Okay. So it's pretty even low for an IPA.
Right. Yeah.
It's almost,
right.
It's almost, I mean, I get it. IPA sells, but this is really more of a pale ale.
I was going to say, this is pale ale territory.
This is basically a very crushable beer.
Yeah. Very. Which is not something you see a lot in hazy IPAs.
Sure.
I could drink this on the water in Alabama, and there's a lot of water, and it's very hot. And,
yeah.
And this would be refreshing.
Yeah.
Overall, good beer. And Goat Island is actually, it's crazy how many new breweries are in Alabama that I haven't heard of, because they're the only ones on our list today that I'm aware of that actually distribute here in Nashville.
There were a few that we saw that we couldn't get everything that was new that we hadn't heard about. It's like every small town in North Alabama has their own brewery now,
which is that's come a long way from years ago. I mean, if you remember, Alabama and Mississippi were the last two states to allow home brewing. Mm-hmm. And you needed home brewers to get your first professional brewers.
I was going
to
say, I think Alabama's done a lot of work on the law, the legal side.
They have.
As far as their taxes and also Alabama does still have quite a few dry counties, but I think they've even cut back.
Yeah, they've done a good job. I mean, if you compare those two states, which were beer deserts 20 years ago, Alabama is almost caught up to the rest, and Mississippi is still where beer goes to die.
Fair.
And that's just crazy to think about that. Because
you've ever been to Mississippi, you want to drink as much as possible while you're there.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that there's still dry counties.
Dry counties here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
Well,
I know.
Honestly, I think the county where Jack Daniels is made is dry.
Still.
Yeah.
That's a marketing gimmick at this point. They could easily go wet. They're never going to go.
I drive and visit my mother-in-law in Arkansas, and about half the state I go through is dry county. So I got to remember where I can stop to get beer on the way. Because
in Arkansas, too? Okay. I mean, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just naive and just thinking that everywhere.
Welcome to the Rusty Buckle of the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
There are no dry counties in Pennsylvania?
No.
Where the Amish live?
Well, it's Pennsylvania.
Well, the Amish don't drink.
Well, just because they don't drink doesn't mean the rest of the people living there
They're
don't.
Also not enforcing their beliefs on people that are not Amish. You know, so they're not voting to prevent it.
So you don't see a lot of drunk DUI buggies, I guess.
Oh, you can go to Lancaster and have plenty of speakeasies and breweries and beer and, all sorts of things. Yeah. No.
How did we end up back in Pennsylvania?
Good grief. We always end up in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
But yeah. I like this beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
And what shall we rate it? Woo! Right out of the gate, Goat Island Brewing in Cullman, Alabama is going to get a 4 for their Goatopia Hazy IPA.
Taste the goat.
Is there an island? Are there goats?
There are goats.
Are there goats on an island?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it perhaps an island in the shape of a goat?
I've been to Cullman many times.
There's a river, isn't
there?
There's no goat. There's no goat island. Maybe there is. I don't know. There's
a lake. You said you've been there many times.
There's a lake. Well, I was a kid. I wasn't drinking beer then.
They probably
weren't brewing beer then,
this
to be honest.
This is where the familia come from. All right. To be continued in just a minute.
Clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
think the people of Coleman have appropriated an island that may not belong to them.
Welcome back, everyone.
Geographical appropriations. Yes.
So right before the break, we were talking about the Goatopia Juicy IPA, and that is from Goat Island Brewing Company in Coleman, Alabama. And we discovered that there really was, or is...
There is an island in Lake Martin called Goat Island, which is more in central Alabama, not far from Coleman, but probably an hour or so. But maybe that's the Goat Island. I don't know. Next time I run into the folks at a beer fest, I'll ask them.
Yeah, they have some explaining to do.
There's nothing on their website about it, so, you know, I would figure, at least nothing I could find.
Okay.
That really gets my goat.
Does it now?
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're going to move on. We're going to go to the next beer. And the next beer is from Main Channel Brewing Company in, did we say Guntersville? Guntersville?
I'm going with Guntersville.
Guntersville.
There's your Alabama.
And this is a...
The T is silent. Guntersville.
Okay.
Probably. Well,
this is a Dunkelweiss. And honestly, that's kind of impressive for me.
Is there a large German population in Alabama?
Well, I'm wondering, so looking on the website for this brewery, they do have like an assortment of like amber, dunkel, kolsch, American wheat, dry Irish stout, you know, so like they don't seem too far off the beaten path when it comes to like beer styles, but good for them. But they have a Chardonnay and a Red Zinfandel too.
From Alabama wine country?
I guess. Is that a thing?
Sure.
So anyways, this Dunkel is 5.8% ABV. Dark German wheat ale. That's perfect for any occasion.
I like this beer, man.
Wow.
Roasted.
This beer a lot, dude.
Yeah, tasty. I mean, so many Dunkelweiss are like, can be banana bombs, and that's the way I've described a lot of them.
Yeah.
You
know,
you get that banana like you do in a Hefeweizen, but... I describe this as a like kind of liquid banana bread, but this is really subtle in those notes from the yeast.
Okay, and for the uneducated that don't know what a Dunkelweiss is, what is it?
It's similar to a Hefeweizen, but you're putting in a little dark grains to give it a little more roasty flavor, a little more just color and overall complexity. So very similar flavors, but, you know, a little bit
darker,
more
chocolatey.
More
notes.
Chocolatey, more darker.
And for those that aren't fans of Wheaters, this is a nice graduated version, if you will, of it.
There's nothing, like to Kendall's point, this is a very subtly flavored beer, you know?
Yeah, it's really drinkable.
It's got a nice creaminess to it, too, you know? Yeah.
This is a good food
and the
beer.
Color's nice. I mean... Okay, we didn't really say what to go with that last beer, but, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, a juicy IPA is a juicy IPA. Yeah. I mean, we know all day what to do with that. What would you pair with this?
I think this would go great with a burger. I mean, I love darker beers with grilled meat, red meat.
So give me a brat, give me a sausage,
anything like that.
Fatty, yeah.
Even boil the brat in it afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah, just.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Just a very pleasant. Like, I'm not a huge fan of wheat beers for the most part, but the German styles, usually they handle the wheat pretty well, but this is...
I'm just generally not a fan of the Dunkelweiss. It's a weird style that I don't think, you know, a lot of people in America drink regularly.
Yeah.
But this is a good one. A lot of them are kind of over the top in those yeast-derived clove and banana flavors, but this one is like I said, it's very, those are gentle in here, and it's just really, really drinkable.
Yeah. I always feel like most of the Dunkels that I get are just a bunch of dark malt extract poured in and syrupy sweetness left over at the end. This is decidedly not that.
And honestly, I just don't see a lot of Dunkels. Like to even...
Yeah, because a lot of people don't want to drink it.
Yeah, I mean, even to like try it and say, okay, I'm going to go with something today that I don't normally gravitate towards, but for the sake of being a lover of beer, I'm going to,
I mean, you go to some of those German, like, true German, like, beer hall breweries that are around, but you get it. But then a lot of times if you want to go to the beer store or something, you have to get one that's from Germany, and then they're usually old.
Very old.
And they're sitting there for friggin' ever because nobody likes them. And then when you taste it, it tastes like crap, and that's why, you know, so.
Yeah, fair. And then you're like, I'm never going to do it again. Okay, so what do we think of this beer then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look at that. Okay.
Strong start,
so,
Alabama.
Yeah, so the Dunkelweiss from Main Channel Brewing in Guntersville, Alabama, we are going to rate a 4.
The best part about this so far to me is that Mike always emails the breweries to let them know that their product made on the show. So now he's going to send very nice emails to all these Alabama breweries to tell them how happy he is that their product was featured on our show.
Yeah. Okay.
Shake my hips just a little bit more.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Next up. And this, I'm going to say before anything, I do like the website on this. I do like what the guys are doing. And I know websites don't necessarily mean anything, but I can appreciate a good website where they really give you some good details about their beer rotation that they have. Okay.
You want to just knock stuff around.
I do. Knock it around. Okay. So this is from Common Bond Brewers in Montgomery, Alabama.
Okay.
And this is a Ramber Red Amber Ale. Say that 10 times fast.
Roll Tide.
Or not. 5.2% ABV. Full flavored yet highly sessionable. It's a rye grain amber ale. Has a malty backbone with a hint of sweetness balanced with a clean hop profile. And look at this. It pairs well with pizza, barbecue, chicken, and garlic bread.
This,
what? I can see that.
Is that an Alabama staple? Like that meal goes garlic together? Bread. Garlic bread with chicken.
I'm pretty sure garlic bread was either invented in Italy or Alabama. One or the other.
Fair.
The two. Yeah. When I first tasted this, I swear I thought it tasted like sweet tea.
I was thinking something similar. Like there was a tea, like,
yeah,
taste there. It's that really it's
not,
strange.
It's not a bad thing.
A little, yeah. It's almost like a little herbal tannic flavor.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, that is interesting. And it's, I'm starting to really dig it.
And because it has that sweetness on the backside, when it's like not Milo's.
Is
sweet
that
tea,
the rye?
Well, that's what I was wondering because, you know, normally when one drinks a red ale, you're not getting a huge amount of spice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, rye is not the main component when I think of a red, right?
Right. And most, at all.
Well, and most reds that I've had with rye, I hate just for, this is not that.
Yeah. And it's that, it's got an earthiness. I wonder, I'm just wild guess here, but I'm wondering if they use something, some kind of English hops too, because it's not hopped like it's got an American hops in it.
No.
They are using Willamette.
Okay. So American hops with an English background.
Yeah.
They were derived from Fuckles. So yeah. Willamette's, yeah, that makes sense.
I don't know. I mean,
it tastes good.
It is very good. Yeah,
it's really
it's
good.
Just strange.
It's the most interesting amber I've had in ages.
Some of these, they'll have like a little bit of roastiness sometimes, you know. But like this is not that either. This is just a tea beer. Yeah,
yeah. And there's a little sweetness on the finish, but it works.
It does.
It's not overly sweet. It's just it is. It's just there, and like you said, it is almost like a sweet tea.
And another thing that I really like about this brewery is they're not doing anything crazy. Like, I mean, their seasonal offerings are like a wheat, a shady, and a Mexican lager. Okay, fine. Yep. For Alabama, like for that weather, sure. Those are like perfect summer offerings, right? But for their year round offerings, it's the amber, the stout, the blonde, the pale ale, and a session IPA. And like
tastes good.
Do you think so? Wow. And then they have like a little bit more of a, they have a different IPA. So like they're not experimenting and going hog wild. You know, like they're not in Southern Grist territory when it comes to beer. But this is is another one that's kind of surprised me.
I feel like things are going too well.
Same.
We've got to take a turn here because
yeah.
This is almost like that.
Although I will say most breweries that I have encountered in Alabama make pretty solid beer.
Yeah. I think Alabama's
generally do a good job.
I think there's a good brewing culture in Alabama, and maybe that's because it took longer for it to develop. But then also, I think they have pretty good water there too. So
well, there's certainly a lot of it.
Sure.
You know, a lot of limestone and everything else.
Mm-hmm. At some point, pretty soon, the next couple beers, either Kendall or Drew, and you guys can fight it out who should. One of you is going to have to channel your inner mic and hate on a beer.
And hate on a beer.
I was ready for it to be this one with the name.
Sure.
Amber Red, Amber Ale.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
There's a lot that rolls off the tongue there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is really, I mean...
It's another winner. Mm-hmm. To me.
It really is. And for a red, like, that's even blowing me away even more, because I don't know about you guys, but to me, a red is a misfit toy out of a lot of the beer styles that we have.
We rarely cover them because people rarely make them. You know?
Or if they do make them, they're just so bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they weren't even trying, but... I mean, cheers to these guys. This is wow.
It's like they bought up some extra caramel malt or something. They're like, crap, now what are we gonna do?
This is great. Okay, so what shall we rate this? Oh my gosh, yeah. We are 3-for-3, folks. So from Common Bond Brewers in Montgomery, the Ramber Red Amber Ale. Cannot say that fast. We are going to rate a 4.
Well, it's Alabama. You're not supposed to say it fast.
I said you got to get down into the draw to get it out.
Ramber.
I'm sorry.
Pennsylvania.
I can't.
All right. Are we going to story time?
Yes. I think it's time for story time.
Who's got story time?
So.
Drew's got story time. All right. Sweet. Tell us a story.
From the BBC News, and Anna Faghee, as I'm going to pronounce
good
it.
Good old Anna Faghee.
Earrings worth $769,500 recovered by Florida police after alleged thief swallows them.
Talk about a crappy job.
Jathan Gilder, 32, swallowed the Tiffany & Company diamond earrings around the time he was taken into custody on the 26th of February, police said. Mr. Gilder was monitored by detectives at an Orlando hospital for more than a dozen days before the earrings were expelled from his system, according to the Orlando PD. Mr. Gilder faces charges of robbery with a mask and grand theft in the first degree. Tiffany's has since cleaned the earrings.
Do they have to sell those on a discount? Because that's like, you know, if you buy a house that someone was murdered in it, you know, like, okay,
have to disclose.
These earrings were pooped
by a 32-year-old man who posed as an assistant to an NBA player so he could be shown very high-end jewelry in a VIP room at a Tiffany & Company store in Orlando.
Hey, I work for Steph Curry, and he's thinking about some new earrings. And, what do you got? What do you got to show me? I'd like something less than $1 million, over $500K, you know.
Supposedly, Mr. Glider distracted the store employees and then ran from the store with two pairs of earrings. He apparently also dropped a diamond ring valued at $587,000.
Whoa!
What?
As he fled.
How did they not have people with guns pointed at anyone? Like anyone who is gonna have,
well, especially in Florida,
couple million dollars of jewelry. Just that's fine, man.
So when officers caught up with him later that day, they saw him swallowing several objects believed to be the stolen earrings. Officials transporting him to the jail allegedly heard him say, "I should have thrown them out the window." At the jail, the perpetrator allegedly asked the staff, "Am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach?" Showing
what else was in there? Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Florida has the smartest criminals.
Yes, yes. Am I going to be charged with what's in my stomach? Wow.
Plausible deniability out the window there.
And I like how the story included an image of the actual...
The earring, x-ray.
The x-ray where the earrings were inside that young man.
Yeah. Indeed. His alleged criminal history shows a 2022 robbery at a Tiffany & Company store in Texas.